left off in the Gemara on Vav on the base. Abai has two dinim. The first din was easy enough. We gave the two possible pshatim. We'll have to study that a little further when we learn the Gemara Memches. More details about that. And the second din that he said, that's the question that's unclear. Because Banos Milva is Mekudeshes, but it's also Lasses Kain because it's a Ribis de Rabbanan. Haramas Haribis. So the Gemara asks, what's the case? Hanos Milva Hechidami, what's the case? If he lent her $4 and he made a stipulation she should give him $5, so why is that Haramas Ribis? That's Ribis de Raisa. Haribis Ma'al Yisei. Vod. And furthermore, what happened? He says, he lends her $4 and he says, I expect you to pay back $5. $1 ribis. And then he says, in the middle, he says, I like you, I want to marry you. Ariyam Kodesh and Sli, I forgo the $1. Very generous. He forgoes the $1, the ribis. The $4, the Karen, she still has to pay him back. The $1 ribis she doesn't have to pay back is Mekadosh with the $1. So the Gemara asks, first of all, the setup that he did, he lends her $4, he expects to get back $5. That's ribbis kitzutza, ribbis real, ribbis deraisa. Why do you call it haram? Haramas ribbis means it's a lower level ribbis derabbanan, different levels ribbis derabbanan. The Yod Hanemilva, in the Reisha Abai, he says, Kaddish Milva is no good. So this case is also Kaddish Milva. He says, I forgo the obligation of the ribbis. You only have to pay me back the $4, you don't have to pay me back the fifth dollar. So that should be no good. That should be I'm a Kaddish Ben Bilva Ein Bekudeshes. Why all of a sudden now it is good? Gemara says Letzvicha Darvach Lazimna. So what does that mean? So Rashi learns he's Mekadosh just like Hanoa Kikesef. If he's an Adam Chashem, she gives him a matana. So the Gemara says on the next daf, Hanoah Kikesef, you can be Mekadosh for the Hanoah. And the Sugya later has about Schot Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, that there is such an institution, Hanoah Kikesef. Here also, if he's Mekadosh Ben Milve, Abai says, Eini Mekadoshes, that's correct. But if he says, Hariat Mekadoshesli, with the Hanoah that I'm a Hana you, that now I relieve you from paying the debt, you don't have to pay me the Halvoah, you don't have to pay back the Halvoah. If he says, I'm a Kaddish with the Halvoah, so Abai says that's not acceptable because he didn't give it to the Kaddish. But he says, I'm a Kaddish with the Hanoas, Mechilas Milva, so then the Hanoa is a Dabba Kaddish then. So then it would be Mekudesh. So, and what was the case? So what's Haramas Ribis? What's the Haramas Ribis over here? He says, he's Arvach Lazim, no? She owes him, let's say, he lent her $5, she owes him $5. She's supposed to pay up at a certain time, so he says, I'll give you a break, you can keep it for another month. And I want Harriet Mekudesh to leave it to Hanoah that I'm handing you now, that you're so excited now, you're so happy, you have another month to pay me back the $5 that you owe me. So he is Mahana her now, Arvach Lozimna, and that'll be only Haramas Ribis. Why is that only Haramas Ribis? Why is not Ribis Deraisa? So one could say because it's not Ketzitza B'Shas Halvoah. It's only Ketzitza B'Shas Harvochas Hazman. Rashi didn't say that though. That was the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchas Malva V'Loi, he quoted Hori Rabbeisai. He pins the blame on his Rabbi in Hori Rabbeisai that if I lent you money, if I lend you $5 and I say I expect you to pay me back $6 at the end of the year, that's Ribis Ketzutza. I lend you $5 for a year, interest free, and then I say, and I'll let you keep it for another 2 months on the understanding that you have to pay me back $6. So I charge the Ribis, I'm quoted the Ribis, not B'Shas Matmos, I'm quoted Ribis, B'Shas Habrochas Hazman. So the Rambam claims that that's only Ribis de Rabban, that's not going to be Ribis de Raisa. Nafkamina will be that it won't be Yotze B'dayonim. Ribis Kutsutsa Yotze B'dayonim. And Abak Ribis is not Yotze B'dayonim. And the Rabbi disagrees. He says, the Rambam pins the blame on his Rabbeim. So he says, Lo Yafahor. They made a mistake. He holds that Harochas Hazman is a ribis derais, and he says Kiddushin Yochichu, a rife in the Gemara Kiddushin. What do you see there, Kiddushin Yochichu? Rashi learns over here in the Gemara, he's marviach this man, and he says, Hare Mekadesh Sli, but Hanoah that I'm hanin you. He's Mekadesh with Hanoah Kikesef. The Raivan and the Rambam learned this not like Rashi. It's not Mekadesh. Hanoah Kikesef is correct. That's the next daf, and that's on Memches. The various cases, there is a concept of Hanoah Kikesef. But that's not what we're talking about over here. The Rambam learns the Pshat and the Gemara, Arvach Lazimna. The Rambam doesn't learn that it's Arvach Hazman. Rambam learns that it's Bishas Halvor. He lends the $5, and he says, at the end of the year, I expect you to pay me back the $5 that I'm lending you, and also I want you to be Mekudeshes to me. So Matamos is good to be kind of Karka, it's good to be kind of Ishus, and it's good to be kind of Chiyuv, that the Loiva has to pay back, so you can have a combination also. He gives her $5 and he says, I want this $5 to serve as a matmos, to be kind of a chiyuv that you have to pay me back the $5 plus to be kind of issues. So that's acceptable. That's acceptable. So the Rambam says that case, he learns that's the case that the Gemara is talking about. So why is that only, according to the Rambam, why is that only Haromas Ribis? That's Mamash Ribis Kitzutza? He makes a halvoy, says, Ariem Kudeshusli with the matnamos, and also you have to pay me back the $5. So it's a loan, and he's getting for the loan, he's getting back the chiv to pay back the $5 plus issues. Normally you have to give a matana of a pruta to be mekadesh the isha. Isha miskadesh, pruta, b'shava pruta. Here, he doesn't have to give another pruta. So why shouldn't that be ribis deraisa? The mistama the Ramam holds like, perhaps the Rambam holds like Rashi, that love me di shokol mino. The only time it's called ribis is mamona shel hamalva is misrabe. Over here, the mamona shel hamalva is not being misrabe. He doesn't get more money. He got himself a wife. He got himself a wife without spending any money. Taisus claims the fact that he would have had to pay a shavuputa to mekadesh, he doesn't have to. That itself constitutes ribis deraisa. But that's der machlokes with Rashi. Rashi says, if lab mi di shalkamino, if monashal amal is not misrabe, then you can't call the ribis. That was the Gemara has in the beginning of his neshech. There should have been a distinction between ribis and neshech. Neshech means whether my monashal halova is mismayit, that I bite into his bank account. And ribis means whether my monashal hamalva was misrabe. So there should be cases where there's neshech below ribis and there's ribis below neshech. The Gemara says, no, it's all the same thing. Neshech and ribis are the same thing. And you need mamona shel hamalva should be nisrab. So if he doesn't really get, he lends the $5, going to get back the $5 at the end of the year. Going to get back the $5 plus a wife. But the wife is not mamona shel hamalva, it's misrab. So that's what Rashi said. That's why it's not ribis derais. So the Rambam apparently thinks also the same, that that's not ribis derais. So the Rambam didn't learn avrach lazim, like Rashi, that it's, he already made the halva a long time ago, and that is, now he's saying you can delay repaying the chayiv, you can keep the money for another month or two. The Ram didn't learn like that. The Ram learned Aruch Hazim, it means the Tchilas HaHavor was like that. So the Rabbi didn't understand like the Rambam. The Rabbi learned like Rashi and Tez. Aruch Hazim means the loan was made a long time ago, and now the Chassan lent her the money. And now he's postponing, he says she has another month to pay the money. So the Ravid says, according to the Rambam, he's lending on the money. So there's a matmos that creates a shibur on the loiva, the kala is the loiva, creates a shibur on the loiva, and the same matmos creates issues. Same matmos can serve for two things. I can buy you a karka, I can lend you $1,000, and I say, and I'm buying karka which is worth $5 million. I'll pay the demand mekach. I'm giving you now $10 as a halvor, and also the $10 should be kind of the karka. So you can have a combination. The matmos can combine to be kind of two things: to be kind of karka, to be kind of shibu, to pay back the $10. So the same over here. The same dollar that he lends the girl is creating a shibu chest to pay him back the halvor, the keren, and she becomes miskadeshes. That's how the Rambam learned. But the Rabbi learns like Rashi and Tez, Aruch Lazimna means postponing the payment. So the way the Ravid learns the Gemara, that's Harbacha Sazman. So where is the Kiddushin? So the Ravid thinks you have to have some. It's not Shtar, it's not Bia, it's Kiddusha Kesef. What Kesef did he give her? So the answer is that just like Matan Moes creates a Shibud, so Harbacha Sazman is also the equivalent of Matan Moes. I give her the right to keep it for another month. So the Ravid himself writes in Hilchas Mavuloi a whole different shot than the Gemara Arvach Lazimna, that the girl is Moes Mizmani Biyodel Afroya. She's ready to pay back the debt. That's the Ravid Hilchas Ishus, lines like that. The Rishonim quote Rabbi, I saw the Tosfos Tuch and the Tosfos Harosh. They quote Rabbeinu Hananu. Rabbeinu Hananu has a pshat, but you don't understand. It's so pashut. So what do you need a Gemara for that? The Rabbeinu Hananu writes, Darvach Lozim means the boy lent the girl $100 last year, and the girl comes and she pays back the money to the boy. She gives him back $100, and he says, you're a nice girl, I'd like to marry you. Would you agree to marry me? She says, yes. So he gives it back the $100. So that's what the Gemara means. Arvach Lozimna. Not that he's combining two things. Not that he's lending her the $100. So what? Pshita, Maika Mashma. She paid up all the debt. She paid up the debt. And then now the money belongs to the Malva. Now he gives her back the money. He says, Ariyam Mukadesh Asli. So why is that a Chiddush? So the Ravid learns a different shot. The boy lent the girl money a year ago. And the girl is about to pay back the money. Most Mizmanim Biyad Delefah. She's about to pay it back. But she didn't give it back to him yet. But since Moses is money beyond the lefroya, and he says you can keep the money, v'harei mukadeshesli with the money, so that's considered as if, since she's prepared to give it to him, as if the chob is already parua, the chob is parua, the money becomes nikna to the malva without any maisa kinyan. Whenever, let's say, I owe you money, and I leave the money on the table, you're busy learning Gemara, mixing the pages, or you're making a chalas on Shabbos, your hands are sticky. So you have it, you don't want to hold the money in your hand. So I put the money on the table and say, okay, have a nice day, goodbye. And I left the money on the table. I made it accessible to you. So the Rishonim say the Chob is Parua. The fact that the Chob is Parua, so that causes the money becomes nikna to you, even though the money is not in your chotzer. It's in the yeshiva. It's not your chotzer. But the fact that I made the money accessible to you is considered piroin. And since this money served as the piroin achayv, the money becomes nikna to the malveh. And then the rabbi goes one step further. He says, even if it never left the rishus of the loiva, not he put it on the table and he walks away. So it left the rishus of the loiva, but he made it accessible to the malveh. The loiva is still holding on to the money. Most misman in the other lefrat, that's the rabbi and the balamor. Balamor says in the Baba Kama and Daflam Evov, and the Ravid in Tamim Deim says the same pshat in Bava Kama as he says over here, and he puts the two together. Most Mizman B'yad Elifraya is considered Kiparua, even though it never left the Rishus of the Loive. Over there means it never left the Rishus of the Chovil. The guy slapped the other person on the face, on the ear. The Chov is Parua, by virtue of the fact that the Chov is Parua, the money is nikne to the Nechbal. Over here, the money is nikne to the Malve. And then, if the Malva says, Hariyat Mukadeshusli, you can keep the money, so then he's giving a new Kesef. The Kesef belongs to him. So according to the way the Ravid himself learns the Gemara, Moses Mizman and Biyad Lefroyim, it's not talking about Haroches Hazman. How does it fit into the word? It's very strange. But this, the other Ravid is going along with the Ravid. I think it's a steer in the Ravid. The one Ravid is giving his own Pshat. The other Ravid is saying the Pshat within the Rambam, that other Rishonim learn Harboches Hazman, like Rashi, that he says, I'll give you, you can keep the Harboch for another month. So from the fact that the Gemara says that's valid to be kind of issues, why is it kind of issues? Because just like Matan Mois is kind of Harboch, it's kind of that the Loiva has to pay back the money. We had before Malakesef, she can't kind of be Alma, we kind of can't. So Matan Mois is kind of, I make a Harboch to someone. That's called a matmas, that's kind of shiba, the loiva has to pay back. So if I do a halvor to a girl, that matmas can be kind of issues as well. So where is the matmas over here? So you see from the Gemara, Havrocha Sazman is considered a matmas, that it should be kind of ribis kitzutza, chiv to pay extra, and therefore it has the ability to be kind of issues. So the Ravid says, according to his pshat, the Rambam himself doesn't read the Gemara like that. Rambam says Arach Lazim, it means he gave a halva and he let her keep it for a month or for a year. But the Raibid understood Arach Lazim like Rashi and Tosis. The loan was already made a year ago. Arach Lazim means he extending the loan, you can keep it for a little longer. And the Gemara says the right to keep it for a little longer is like Shas Matan Mois. That's called the Tzitza, that's kind of the Shibud to pay the Ribbis, to pay to be kind of issues. Means that it's a shiva to be kind of the ribbis as well. So that'll constitute ribbis deraisa. Ribbis deraisa is kitzutza. What do you mean kitzutza? So Rabbi Baruch Ber quotes Rabbi Chaim. The matan mois is mechayiv. Usually matan mois, I lend you $100, you have to pay back $100. If we make up, I'm lending you $100, I want you to pay back $110. So that's what he quotes for Rabbi Chaim. It's not that the $100 is a chiyuv halva and the $10 is a chiyuv schiris. There is no schiris. Here, the matan mois is mechayev, $110. That's what they made up, and that's called ribbis kitzutza. So the Ravid says, you see from this Gemara, the way the other Rishonim learn, not the way the Rambam. Rambam learns that avach lozem means tchilas ha'avoy. But according to the way the other Rishonim learn, you see harbochas hazman, to give the loiva the right to keep the money for an extra month, is also considered like a matan mois. Otherwise, where's the kinyan to be kind of the issues? You have to have a maisi kinyan to be kind of issues. So you see, harochas hazman is the equivalent of a matan mois. So therefore, it'll be ribbis kitzutza.
Why is this a steer in the ravid? It's English itaso that if you're willing to pay it, ready to pay, it's considered like it's already given.
The ravid there, when the ravid argues with the Ramam says, if I say you can keep the loan for another year and I want you to pay me 1% interest. So the Ramam holds over there that it's only ribbis derabbanan, and the ravid disagrees it's ribbis derais. The ravid there only disagrees if it's mizmana biyoda lefraya. He doesn't say that. The Ramam is not talking about a case mizmana biyoda lefraya. So what's the ravid attacking him? The Rambam's talking about a case. I lent you money and it comes this mana piran, you don't have any money to pay, so you come and you ask Rachmanis, let me keep it for another day, for another month. I say, okay, but you want to keep the loan for another month, I'm going to charge you interest now. So it's not talking most mizmanim biyodil afron. So the Rambam holds that that's only avak ribbis derabanan. So the rabbi attacks him, no, it's ribbis deraisa. So if the rabbi doesn't seem to be talking over there about most mizmanim biyodil afron. Sounds like it's two different interpretations in the Gemara.
What's his point of attack on the
Rambam? He holds that when you do harbochas hazman, that's like matan mois. That's like a new loan. I gave you the first loan. Shaz is like this. I lend you $100. You keep it. Stam avos shloshim. You keep it 30 days. Comes the end of the 30 days, and then you ask Rachmanis. You still need the money. I say you can have it for another 30 days. Is that considered the original loan? You had the right to keep for 30 days, and now I'm moichel dischus piro, and I say you can keep it for another 30 days. That's the old halva is still here, and I was moichel dischus to collect it for another 30 days. So you have a right to keep it for another 30 days, but not a new halva. There is no new kinyan now. The fact that you are mechuyif to pay me at the end of 60 days, the end of another 30 days, is the old halva. Except the mitam, the old halva, I would have had the right to collect it now. So I'm moichel dischus gevia now. And I say, I'm for another 30 days, you can keep it another 30 days. That's what the Rambam understood, that there's no matan mois over here. That's not ktsitsa b'shas halvoa. Ribbis ktsutsa means, when I make the halvoa, that's the kinyan, that's mechayiv the loiva to pay. So I make the ktsitsa, and I'm mechayivin to pay the ribbis as well. That makes it into ribbis ktsutsa. But harbona sazman, the Rambam holds that that's only ribbis d'abona. There is no kinyan to be koina. There is no kinyan to be koina the chiyuv on the ribbis. And the rabbi disagrees. Says, what are you talking about? The first halvah was only for 30 days. There is no such thing that the malv is moichel d'schus gevir for another 30 days, and it made the old halvah to hit the rabbi. No. Whenever you extend, it's a new halvah. It's considered a new halvah, and that's a new kinyan. That's a new matan mois. It's a new kinyan, so that new kinyan makes it into ribbis ketzutza. So there he's not talking about, doesn't seem at all to be talking about mos mizman and biyod l'freya. The Rambam's not talking about Mos Mizmana Biyad Alefray. So the Rabbi just disagrees with the Rambam. And he says, V'kiddushin yochichu, that's not the way he learned Kiddushin. That's the way Rashi and Taisus learned. Other Rishonim learned Kiddushin like that. But the Rabbi himself in Hilchos Ishus gave a whole different shot than the Gemara. Mos Mizmana Biyad Alefray means a totally different thing.
Is there any reason why the Rambam disagrees with Rashi's shot? Rambam hold that Arbachas is good enough, then why did he just explain like Rashi?
Probably Lishitosa, what he wrote in Hilchas Malva Valoiva, that if I lend you last year, if I lend you money, and then you're supposed to pay back at a certain time, and then I say you can keep it for another month. So the Rambam holds that that alone, keep it for another month, but you got to pay interest now. So the Rambam holds that that's only ribbis d'arbona. That's not ribbis d'araisa. The Raibitain is no, it's ribbis d'araisa. Why is it ribbis d'araisa? It is ketsutza. This is considered a new matan mois. I give you the right to hold on to the money for another month. It's a new matan mois. Not that I was moichel this chus gvia and the old chiv is still here, and I just touched it up a little bit. The old chiv was finished. The old chiv was only for 30 days. The fact that I give him permission to keep it for more, this is a new deal. Not that I just touched up the old deal. It's a new deal now. So the rabbi holds that that's a new kinyan. It's a new matan mois. So he says that kiddushin yachicha creates kiddushin. The Rambam holds it can't create kedushin, doesn't create shibud to pay ribbis menater. It's only going to be ribbis derabbanan. It won't be ribbis menater because it's not ketzitza. Ketzitza means that the matan mois was mechayiv. So the Rambam says the only matan mois that's mechayiv, the initial matan mois. That's the Rambam and Hilchas Malva Valoiva. So that's why he read the Gemara at Darach Lozim. It means he made a halva to the girl. He said, I want this halva to serve a double purpose. It should be mechayiv you to pay me back the $5 that I'm lending you. It should also serve as a must to create kiddushin.
Is it not possible to do ribbis d'rabbanan?
If the kiddushin is chal means that you have a matan mois that's kind of the issues. If the matan mois is kind of the issues, why can't it be kind of the ribbis? That's what ketsutza means. Ketsutza means that the matan mois was mechayiv you to pay the ribbis. Why is it a kasha on Rashi? Rashi holds that it would have been ribbis d'araisa. It would have been ribbis d'araisa if he would have gotten something. Midi shokol mino, if the mamon shel hamalva would have been nisrabe. It happens that it wasn't mamon nisrabe. If he says you can keep it for another month, but you got to pay me interest now, then Rashi would say that it's ribbis d'araisa because it is a matan mois now. Rashi holds like the rabbi, it is a matan mois. The rabbi holds like Rashi, it is a matan mois now. But it's not ribbis d'araisa because la midi shal kamina. He doesn't get anything tangible for it. So that's why it's only ribbis d'rabban. It's a lower level ribbis d'rabban. Why should it only be haromas ribbis? I don't know. That's what Rashi says. Since la midi shal kamina, it's the lowest level ribbis d'rabban you can imagine.
You said that the matan mois can work as the haba and the bikone issues. Isn't that the kaddish milva?
No, the kaddish milva means I already made the halva. The chiyuv halva exists. Now I say, Ariyam Kodeshusli can keep the money. Period. He keep the money, period. He was not giving her the money. He's a cheap guy here. He's lending her $100. He says, the loan that I'm giving you should serve a double purpose. You should be mechuyev to pay me back the $100, and you Ariyam Kodeshusli with the matan mois. So if she doesn't agree, she doesn't agree. But the girl did agree. She agreed to both. So the Rambam says that's the pshat in Gemara. Matan mois can be kind of karka, matan mois can be kind of ishus, matan mois can be kind of chiyav on the part of the loivet that paid back. So matan mois can accomplish a combination of two or three together, not only one at a time. The same matan mois can serve to accomplish two results. To create the shibut to pay back the $100 and creates the ishus, a kinyan. Matan mois is the kinyan. The halva was made already. Now I say, Arei Mekudeshesli, either the two ways. Arei Mekudeshesli with the cash that you didn't spend yet, so that's no good because it's not my cash anymore. It belongs to the love. I can't be Mekadesh the girl with her own money. I have to Mekadesh with my money. I already gave her the halva yesterday. I gave her the halva last month. Or the other pshat was, no, not that the cash is still beyond. She spent the money. He says, Arei Mekudeshesli, you owe me $100 halva, I forgo the chov. Arei Mekudeshesli, with the fact that you don't have to pay me back the $100. He's not giving him a davar chodesh. If he would give him milva dachrini, he would accomplish with a maima shloshton, or with a ksiva mesira somehow, he would accomplish that now she's entitled to collect the halva that someone else owed me, I give it to her. So then Nimar says later, it would be Mekudeshes, he gave her a davar chodesh. But if he says, Arei Mekudeshesli, with the halva that I lent you, and I forgot the halva, you have to pay back. So that's what Tosa explained later. Since he doesn't give it a chodesh, that's why it's not mekudeshes. But over here, he's mamsh making the matan mois now. He says, I want to marry you, but I can't afford to give you a dollar. So I'll lend you a dollar, and I expect you to pay me back the dollar. And the Hari Emukadesh is leave with the dollar. So the Rambam learns that that's the pshat and the Gemara. So I think these two rivets are saying two different things. They're two different biurim in the Gemara.
Why can't we say in the Raivet in Hilbel's Magad the Lovet that it's not necessarily a new Matan Mos itself, it's just Megabe Hilbel's Ribis that it's we're restating the deal. So therefore it becomes Ribis Ketusa. And then, meaning he's not being associated himself by Hilbel's Ishus, he's just adding, because of the problem of Milvelo Tzadin, no, that you wouldn't be giving any Hana if it wasn't Mizuman Mufroa. If you redid the deal by Ishus, you still wouldn't be giving Hana, so therefore the money needs to be Mizuman Mufroa, so it's it.
Again, the Raivin Elchus Mavav Aloiva says, Kiddush Niyochiach Finiz Gemara, you can prove that if you postpone collecting, I give the Loiva permission to hold on to the money for another month, that would be Ribis Derais. Where do you see in the Gemara? He says, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Avach Lozim, I already lent the money, the boy lent the money to the girl a month ago. And now he says, Hare Mukadeshesli, I'm going to delay. I like you, so you can keep the halva for another month. So that accomplishes a Kenyan Ishus that makes Kiddushin. So Rashi said, because Hanok Kikesef, he said, Emogadesh is sleep, Hanoas Mechilos Milva, Hanoas Harbochas Hazman. But the rabbi didn't learn like that. Hanoas Harbochas Hazman. The rabbi said, postponing is considered like a matmos. It creates a new halva. If it wouldn't create a new halva, so why is it good to create Kiddushin? It must be that it is a Kenyan. So if it's a Kenyan, it's called a Matan Mos, it's a Kenyan to create Ishus, means that it's a Kenyan to create a Shibud Ribis, and that's called Ribis Ketzutza. Whenever there was a Matan Mos, there was Mechayv to pay, not only the Karen, it's Mechayv to pay the Ribis, that's called Ribis Ketzutza. That's the definition of Ribis Ketzutza. Woo! So Rashi learns the Gemara means, a lot of Rishonim say, the Gemara means Harvachas Hasman. The chosin is the malva, and he says you can keep the halvoa for longer. The Rashi says he's mekadusha b'hanoas harvachas hazman, hanoa kikesef. The Raibit is not learning hanoa kikesef. Hanoa kikesef is the next daf, and that's chok lefanu karifad. Other gemara, this gemara, the Raibit doesn't learn like that. The Raibit learns like the Rambam, that the matan mois is serving as the kedushin. But whereas the Rambam says that one matan mois is serving for two things, the Raibit doesn't learn like that. The Raibit says, the fact that you postpone collecting, that the Levi can keep the halvor for another month, that itself is considered a matna mois, and therefore it's a kinyan that can create ishus, and it's a kinyan that can create a chiyuv ribis, and that's what it means, ribis ketzutza. Whenever the matna mois was mechayv to pay the keren and the ribis, so that's called ketzutza, ribis ketzutza. Then the Rabbi Natan has unbelievable, a whole different interpretation of the Gemara. Woo! What did the Rabbi Natan learn over here? Rabbi Natan quotes a Gemara in Bab Metzia on Dav Samach. Where is it? Dav Samach Tes. The Gemara says, "Lo asa tali ribis habo miad loy veliad malva." What does that mean? "Lo asa tali ribis habo miad loy veliad malva" means like this. A friend of mine is poor and he needs a halvoa. And you would never in your right mind lend him any money. He doesn't have a steady job. He may not pay you back the halvoa. So what if, let's say, I bribe you, I give you $100 and I say, be a nice guy, give him a halvoa. You give him a halvoa for a month. It may take him a year till he pays it back. He may not be able to pay on time. So I give you a matana. I say, give him an interest-free loan. So is that an Issa Ribis? The Gemara says, no. If Mamona Shal Amalva is Nisrabe and Machmas Haloive, that's called Ribis. But if a third party, a good Samaritan, steps in, he says, I'll give you $100 if you lend him $1,000. So that's not a violation of Ribis. That's Het Gomer. So then the Rabbi Natan says that our Gemara means like this. When is it mutter? There isn't even an Issa de Rabbanon. That's if the third party gives the gift, he gives the ribis basically to the malve, and he's not going to be reimbursed. What if I bribe the Malva to lend, I give the Malva $100 that he should lend you $1,000? Then the whole thing was a setup. If you go to the Malva, he won't want to lend you anything. So I go and I give him $100. Matana, he should lend you $1,000. Then you come back to me, you reimburse me the $100. So Rabbi Natan says, that's what the Gemara calls Haromas Ribis. If the third party, if the good Samaritan who gave the Matana to the Malva to coax him, to convince him that he should make the Havoah, if he's going to be reimbursed by the Loive, that's Mutam and Atoira. There's nothing behind him to pay me. I gave the money to the Malva to make the Havoah. I didn't make any deal with the Loive. And the Loive is so appreciative, so he reimburses me the $100 that I gave to the Malva. So Rabbi Natan interprets that that's what's going on in our Gemara. That's called Haromas Ribis. By what's Lachem Pirush Rabbi Natan? What does Rabbi Natan learn in the middle of the Tosis? Lachem Pirush Rabbi Natan, the Ayri Hacha, Shoyzach Hayavis Mosul Adam Acher. He introduces a third person. There's a third party here. The girl owed money to the Adam Acher. Vigiaz Mano Lifroya. O Bozeh, the Chosin comes. Benois Alamava, Pruta La Bruchela Zimna. And he extends this man hapiro in the kitcha ba'oisa hano'om. And he says, hariat mukadeshesli, like Rashi says, we're talking about hano'ak kesef, so Rabbein Atam also. He adapts that part from Rashi. The rest of Rashi, he doesn't learn like Rashi said. Rabbein Atam introduced a whole new factor that there's a third party over here. The Malva was someone else. Malva wasn't the chosin. It was a different party. So now the Rabbi Natan asks, so why is there even an Issa Haromas Ribis? Im Tama Amai Osalas came down Haromas Ribis, Umper Gazanesh, Sharlinish, Lemem, Lachabre, Shkol, Dalla Zuzi, please take a dollar. The Oisve, Liplaine, Zuzi, lend him $100 and lend him $1,000. Gemara says, this Mutter, also Taribis Abom Yadleb, the Amab. So what's wrong over here? What's wrong over here? The Chosin gave money to the Malvit that he should give the Kala the right to hold on to the Havoah for another month. So why is it Haramas Ribis? Zaktes v'yesh leimar. Ha'inu when the Gemara sent up some Achtes and Bob Mitzia. L'osat ha'ribis ha'bomi ad loive ha'malve. If the loive doesn't reimburse him. Ha'inu she'en loive noisen klum le'noisen. He doesn't reimburse the noisen for giving the matona to the malve. Aval im hoya noisen. If the loive is going to reimburse the third party, the chassan over here, who bribed the malve to let her keep it for another month, that's called haramas ribis. There's another gemara. Let's say the rich man will never lend me any money because he is not friendly with me. So I give you $100. I say, do me a favor. You go convince him that he should lend me $1,000. I'm paying you $100. You should convince him. So that's not an Issa Ribis. Nobody violated Ribis. So Rabbi Natan says, yeah, nobody violated Ribis. Shari Lailinish Lameim, Lechabish Gold, Dalit Zuzi, here's a gift, $100. The mother planet, the Loisman Zuzi, convince him to lend me $1,000. So Tessa says, Hainu, Kishain Hamakabal, Noisen Kluum, La Malve. I gave you $100 and you go and you convince him to lend me $1,000. What if I gave you $100 and you give him $100? You give him $100 to convince him, to coax him. So then it didn't go directly, Miad Loivili Al Malva, but indirectly. So then it will be Ribis Derabban. That's Rabbi Thompson. Then it will be Issa Derabban. Hainu, when is a mutter? Hainu Kishena, the Kabal Nas and Klum Al Malva. Kim Hainois and Hainirik Yishluch of the Osa, then it would be Osa. So Rabbi Natan introduced a whole new interpretation in the Gemara. Wow. And the Gemara said that that's a lower level. That's Haramas Ribis, a lower level of Ribis Derabon. That's what in the Shulchan Aruch, the Achrayim say, that Haramas Ribis. The Rambam learns, the Gemara Haramas Ribis, Rambam learns that Haramas Ribis is the lowest level of Ribis Darban Sasa to set it up. Once you set it up, it's even mutter to collect it. It's a lower level of Ribis Darban. Magen Mishnah says the other Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. So it could be that the other Rishonim don't hold that there are three different levels of Ribis Darban, But it's clearly, the Gemara means to say it's a lower level than Avak Ribis. It's not regular Ribis, Shena Ketsutza. Ribis Shena Ketsutza, Bebalot, Sisidei Shemaim, you do have to give back. And Nechseke Ribis, maybe Haramas Ribis is lower than that. Afilu Bebalot, Sisidei Shemaim, not Mokhe, you have to give back. Said Rabbi Natam restricted that Gemara. Leyasa Tali Ribis Abomi Adloi Beliab Malva is very limited. It's only if he's not going to be reimbursed later on. He's going to be reimbursed, that's what our Gemara says, then it's going to be Ribis de Rabbon. There's a famous in Yeruday, they quote Mordechai there in Bob Metzia, quotes, one of the Talmidim wrote in the name of Rashi a wild idea that, let's say, you gave me an interest-free loan, you lent me $1,000. For a year, and then with that $1,000 I invested and I made money, I reinvested, I'm a multimillionaire. At the end of the year I'm 100 times richer than you. I'm much richer than you. So out of Hakaras HaTayiv, I want to pay back the $1,000 that you lent me, and I want to give you $1,000 a matana because I'm a multimillionaire, and it's all because of the $1,000 you gave me. So Rashi says, if I send a shliach, the Talmud quotes in the name of Rashi, if I give $2,000 in cash to a shliach and he should give the money to the malveh, because lo so tell the ribis abom yad loiv liad malva. Since the money is not going directly between the loiv and the malva, so there's no issue ribis. But he sent him as a shliach. Zok dein shliach ledvar there. And the only time it's an issue if it goes directly. So the achrayim assume. I don't remember if it's the Mordechai himself or the achrayim assume that the Talmud was a Talmud toya. The Rashi never said it. That it's utterly ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense at all. Then when you get to the Yerideya, you get to the later Achrayim, the Marsham has a wild idea. So he says, according to that Talmud, B'Shem Rashi, let's say there's a Jewish bank owned by Jewish people, and they lend beribis to Jewish people. But the Balabatim, the owners of the money in the bank, they don't stand in the bank to give the money. They have tellers there. So the tellers, the people, the vice presidents, and the people who work in the office, they make the halva and they collect the ribis. Nothing is done directly between the malva and the loiv. The owners of the bank live in Eretz Yisrael. They live in Arkansas, wherever they live. They don't live in New York. So according to that Rashi, it's muta legamre to lend beribis like this. So the Marsham has a tshuva where he's mitzarif that Rashi with other tzdodim lohokel. Let's say there's a bank and they lend beribis to Jews and non-Jews alike. And the bank is not all owned by Jewish people. It's a shutfus of Jews and non-Jews. Let's say 30% of the money in the bank is owned by Jews and 70% is owned by non-Jews. So the Marsham has this wild idea that since you're dealing only with ribis derabbanan to begin with, because lo'osa tali ribis abom yad loiv liad malva, it's not ribis deraisa, because the money is not being given directly from the loiv to the malva. Money is given to the tellers or to the vice presidents of the bank or to the workers there, the secretaries there, and they send it on. They send it on to the owners of the banks. It's only ribis derabbanan to begin with. And in dinu derabbanan, we say, yesh breira, so we have a right to assume that the money that they lent me beribis is the money from the non-Jewish owners of the bank, from the 70% of the non-Jewish owners. The money that they lent to the goyim, that they're charging interest in the goyim, that's the money from the Jewish owners. The money that's lent to Jews and they charge ribis, that's the money from the goyish owners. Why? That's called yesh breira. That's called yesh breira. That's a joke also. That's not yesh breira. He starts off with Rashi. He says, even though what the Talmud said name Rashi is not correct, it's a Talmud Toya that it's an issa that he said is het the gomer. But Rashi is right. But the Talmud said, "Name Rashi is right. It's not an Issa deraisa." So the Pashta says that that's wrong. It is an Issa deraisa. But the Marsham says, "No, the Talmud was wrong. That he said according to Rashi, het the gomer. No, it's only the rabbanan. Makes it also totally ribis abom yad loiv le'amav. It's only ribis derabbanan. Once it's only ribis derabbanan, so with respect to dinam derabbanan, we say yesh breira. So what's an example of yesh breira? Classical example is the Shagasari. Let's say there's a Chometz Dika company that's owned by Jews and non-Jews. 30% is owned by Jews, 70% is owned by non-Jews, and they did not sell their Chometz. So after Pesach comes, 30% of the Chometz is also bought. No, 70% comes to Chemtza Shal Nochri, Shavala Va Pesach is Muta Bachila, Chemtza Shal Yisol Shavala Pesach, Asa Bachila, Asa Bano. So if they'll make a Chalukas HaShutvim after Pesach, Then you'll say, Zer Chelka Hamagir Mishor Rishayna Lekach. Since Chamachar Labat Pesach is only the Rabbanon, so there, with respect to Dinim the Rabbanon, we pass in Yesh Breira. So if they make a Chalukah, they're going to split up the whole Shutfis. So the Jews will take 30% of the Chametz that was over Labat Pesach, and the Goyim will take 70%. So the 30% that the Jews take, we say, that's the Chelik that belonged to the Jew, that's us. And the 70% that belongs to the Goyim, we say, Yesh Breira, that was the Chemtza Shalnarchi all along. So I'm allowed to buy Chametz from the 70% of the Goyim. If they didn't split up, if they didn't make a Chalukah Sat Shutfim, I'm not allowed to buy any Chametz from the company after Pesach, because part of the Chametz belongs to a Jew. So Chametz Shavala Pesach. But if they make a Chalukah after Pesach, and 30% of the Chametz should be us, so I say, yeah, the 30% that the Jews took when they made the Chalukah, that's also the 70% the Goyim took, that's muta, because Yesh Breira with the Rabbanah. Chametz Shavala Pesach is only a Din the Rabbanah. So there you say Yesh Breira. So that's only if they made a Chalukah. That's a Shavasari has like that. That's because they made a Chalukah. Then you say Yesh Breira. But here the Marsham is talking, the bank is owned by Shutfis. 30% of the money in the bank is owned by Jews. 70% is owned by non-Jews. They never made a Chalukah. So what do you mean? The Jews who borrow Beribas are borrowing from the Goyim's money. And the Goyim are borrowing from the Jews' money. Why should you say I'm borrowing? They never made a Chalukah. How can you say Yesh Breira? They never made a Chalukah. The whole Marsham. Masham is known as a very big makel. The Darke Tshuva, the Minkatcher writes in the introduction to his sefer, Darke Tshuva is a likut of all of the Achronim on Yerideya. So he writes, he's going to quote a lot of times the Masham. He was a big pesik in the beginning of the 1900s, but he says you have to take all the Mashams with a big, not one grain of salt, but a pound of salt. He's an exaggerated makel. This one is wild.
What's the logic behind Yesh Breira? Clearly we know that this 30% did not actually belong to the Jews, and the 70% did not actually belong to the non-Jews. So what gives us, I know it's a tool that we're allowed to use there alone, but what's the logic behind it?
A shutfis is omed lechalukah. Just because the shutfim doesn't mean you're going to be shutfim forever and ever. Amen. They have a right to split it up. When they split it up, so that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Do you say, Kozman, that we owned it together, we all owned everything, and now I have to be makna, my share, you're going to take, let's say, 50%, I'm going to take 50%. We're 50-50. I have to be makna, my ownership in the 50% that you're taking, because everything belongs to both of us, and you have to be makna to me, your share in the 50% that I'm taking. Or do you say, no, there's no need to be makna, just make a chalukah and you say, this was his and this is his. You don't need a haknoah. You don't need any haknoah. So that was a machlokes on the level of the raisa. Whenever shutfim make a chalukah, let's say a man dies and he has several children. So the children are going to divide the Yerusha. So Yerusha, when the father died, if he only has one child, or he has a few children, and the estate goes to the tfusas habayis, they all own it together. So you don't need any kinyan. When a man dies, his property doesn't become hefker, it goes be Yerusha to Yoshim. That's the din of Yerusha. If he's a Ger Shemes, then his property becomes hefker. But if he's not a Ger Shemes, then the property goes be Yerusha. So the shaila is, the estate goes be Yerusha, he has more than one child. The estate goes be Yerusha, that's what we call Tfusas Habayis. Now they want to split it up. So the father has a house in Eretz, a house in New York. So we made up, you're going to own the house in Eretz, I'm going to own the house in New York. Fine. So do I have to be makna my share in that house? You have to be makna to me, your share in my house. That's one opinion. Yeah, because they ain't brera. Each one has to be makna to the other. You need adas. You at least need adas makna. But he said you don't need adas makna. The din is that Yerusha goes memela. But when the father died, we didn't know who's going to get what. So the tfusas habayis takes effect memela. The morish, the father died, or the rich uncle died. So we get bishutvis together. And then after we make the chalukah, so the din of Yerusha now sets in. Initially, the din of Yerusha said it, then we both own together tfusas habayis. We share 50-50 in the estate. And now that we made up, we just made an agreement. I'll get the house in New York, you'll get the house in Eretz Yisrael. So now the din of Yerusha says that this belongs to me and that belongs to you. But you don't need any das makna. It's not a magic. It's not a magic. It's a din. That's Yerusha. If there's more than one Yerush, usually it's Omer L'chalukah, they're not going to remain Shutfim forever. Or people became Shutfim. Nishtatvu, two people went to They opened the shoe store together. They became shutta. So also, you can say good or yogurt. Each party has the right to say, I want to back out from the shutvas. Every shutvas is Zaymed Lachaluk. You have a right. Either party has a right to say, I want to break up the shutvas. So right now, the shutvas belongs to us. Along the lines of Tvus Abayis, we own everything together. And then if we'll make a halukas, I'll say, I own 50%, I own 30%, whatever. And now we divided 30, 70, or 50, 50, whatever the proportions are. So I say, I used to own 50% vaguely, 50% of the whole thing. And now we both agreed, so this is the 50%, Mikan al Abod, this belongs to me. It's not that it's a Gloy Milson and Afreya, but all along. I say, no, this is mine and that's yours. If it would be a Shutfus of Yisrael and a Nachri, it's not that the Chomet She'Ovel of Pesach of the Jew was let's say the Jew and the Goy owned the company together, Chomet they come together. It's not that the Jew had to be makna his share to the Goy when they made a Chalukah. No. Mikan al Habo, the fact that we were owners, Bishutvis, the Jew owns 30%, the Goy owns 70%, let's say. So now the Jew took 30% and the Goy took 70%, I say that's it. So I say, the chelik that the Goy has, that's called chelkal shel Goy. We never needed a das makne on the part of the Jew to be makne his share to the Goy. Just make a chaluk, and the mele, the 70% belongs to him. So that's called yesh brera. That's why there's a shita yesh brera. So sometimes I'm old, even yesh brera, but I get the dinam deraisa. So that far we don't go. We say, with respect to dinam derabon, we say yesh brera. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the Maharsham has this wild tshuva about borrowing beribis from a bank that's owned b'shutzos by Jews and non-Jews. So he starts off with that gemara with the Talmud b'shem Rashi that the Mordechai quote. So even if you have a shliach, he's paying the ribis for you. That's mutter, the hetegomer. So they all say it's a Talmud. I think the Mordechai himself says it's a Talmud toya. It's wrong. But the Maharsham says it's wrong. On the level of Rabbanon, but on the level of Deraisa, it is correct. So therefore, the whole violation of ribis, whenever you borrow from a bank, is only the Rabbanon to begin with. It's only Rabbanon. Then you can say, yesh brei ribi the Rabbanon. So the pashtus is that the Masham is not right on both levels. You only say, yesh brei ribi the Rabbanon if you made a chalukah. They never made a chalukah over here. There's still b'shutfus. The Jew and non-Jew are still b'shutfus in the bank. If no chalukah was made, nobody says yesh brei. You don't say miraculously, magically, that the money that the Jew borrows beribis is the Goy's money. Money that the Goy borrows beribis, that's the Jew's money. Why should you say like that? No chalukah was made. So that's stam apela. And then the first thing is also apela. We say that the Talmud Toya made a mistake in the name of Rashi. The mistake only was that he said hetagama. But this is correct. That min haTorah it's hetagama. What do you mean? It's not hetagama min haTorah. That means to the exclusion. If a third party gives the ribis to the malva, He gives him $100 to convince him, to coax him, he should lend me $1,000. So that's hetagama, that's not an isa ribis. Ribis is only if a mona shalamal is misrabe, because of the loiva. If the loiva will reimburse him, then the Rabbi Natam says, then it'll be ribis derabbanan. Then it'll be called haramas ribis. Rabbi Natam is unbelievable. Where does he see this in the Gemara? Who says it there? He introduced a third party over here. The chosin paid the third party off to postpone. Whee! Everything is missing in the Gemara. That's Abin Atam's interpretation.
With the bank, it depends on who the shareholders are. Where's the most money in there?
Pashto says it depends who the shareholders are. How do you become a shareholder in a bank? You put in money, Ms. Thoma.
No, you buy stock.
You buy stock, you mean you put in money?
No, the bank uses
money. They need $5 million
the
to begin.
Depositors, let's say the depositors are all Jews, but the stockholders are all going. But
let's say all the depositors.
You can be a depositor without being a shareholder.
Yeah, but what do you mean shareholder? How do you become a shareholder? You put money in.
You're not a depositor. You're giving the bank money
to become a shutif.
To become a shutif in the bank.
Right. So the deposit is that's the business that the bank does. They have checking and then they have depositing.
Yeah, right.
But the shareholders, to have a bank, you need at least $1 million. So you get $1 million from a lot of people. Each person puts in money in the bank. Right. So those are the shutfim in the bank. The people who put in the... Yeah, I think so. Sometimes the charter of the bank is such that all the depositors are considered shutfim also.
Yeah.
Sometimes that'll be the case.
Have you seen that the Marisham is basically okay with what he says, since it's a different understanding what shutfus is? My understanding what shutfus is right now is that both parties own everything. I mean, even though it's 70-30, but this money is owned by both of them because it wasn't the chalup yet.
Okay.
Did he say that it's not owned by either yet, since we know you only own 70 and you only own 30? So therefore, you can't say on this specific dollar bill who owns what. So therefore, neither really fully owns it. So when you loan the ribbis, it's not your money necessarily. That's the Jew's money necessarily. That's being loaned the ribbis or being used the ribbis.
Why not? All the money in the bank is 30% Jewish and 70% Nochrim. So if I borrow $1, I'm borrowing 30 cents from the Jewish money and 70 cents from the Goyish money.
Because money's allowed out for specific, it's just the
all the money, yeah. There's a percentage. There's no Dovah Mesuyim here in the bank. All the money that the bank deals with, everything is 30% Jewish money, 70% Goyish money. That's a difficult marsha. Yeah.
I understand marsha from Matir at the end. The Lova can pay back the bank because it's through a Shlia, but the Halva'a is still directly between the two parties, the bank and the bank is the Malva and the guy is the Lova. To set up the whole Halva'a with Ribis would be still be Aser, the Raisa. How could you be Matir?
He says it's Mutter because Aser told Ribis Habom, Yad Lova, Yad Malva. They had a middle person, they had the secretary in the bank do all the work.
But the Shtar says,
right, so that's what Rashi said. Whenever it's done, I dey shliach. So you say, "Ein shliach and avera." The avera doesn't go back to the mishalaya, and since it's not direct, so there's no isa ribis. So the pashta says that it's not correct. All things not correct. They also tell the ribis but doesn't mean it has to be direct. If I'm going to reimburse him later, Rabbi Natam says that it's going to be osa. Also term means if a third party pays the malve, to coax him to make halva to me, that's not an isa ribis that I understand. It's a totally different thing. That does mean if you have a shliach in between. Yeah. Posh b'shat nigemar is not like that. The Talmud. The Talmud toya posh b'shat, the whole thing is wrong. From beginning to the end. Not that it's wrong that he says het gomer, but it's mutam and ater. It's osam and ater. Posh, this is that it's osam and ater. So we have quite a few interpretations here. Rashi and Taisus learn Darvach Lozim that he's Mekadish with Hanoa Kikesef like Adam Choshev Hanoa Kikesef. The Rambam and the Rav and the others do not learn. They're not talking Hanoa Kikesef. It doesn't say Avriya Mekadesh Asli Bahanoa. Aiba, the Gemara says Bahanoas Milvim Mekadesh. The Gemara does say the word Hanoas. The Gemara does say Hanoas. Why does the Rambam not want to learn it means Hanoa Kikesef? No. That you look in the Rambam, the Rambam learns the next Gemara. We didn't do it yet. By Chalipin and by Matam Las Lachzeb, Sanu Shitas Rambam, that the only time Kesef is good for Kiddushin is Kesef Sheesh Bo Hanua. To be kind of karka, there's no such thing any Kesef Sheesh Bo Hanua. But Kiddusha Isha has to be Male Atzara Shavisha Bohem, Kiddusha B and Kiddusha Kesef, Shekein Hanua Samiruba. Here, 10 lines from the bottom on Hea Meralab. So the Gemara says it has a Tchia of the Alfusa, of the Mamatsinu. And the Ramam learns, no, that's Taka the Din. You need Kesef Sheesh Bahano. We'll have to see that. So Davne Meluim, every 30 pages, wakes up again with that Ramam. Oh, the Ramam says you need Hanoa. Kesef Sheesh Bahano. So that's how the Ramam read the Gemara. So again, the Rashi and Tosfos say we're talking about Hanoa Ki Kesef. The Ramam and the Ravid don't seem to be learning. That is Hanoa Ki Kesef. So the Ravid himself in Hilchos Ishus learns most Mizman of Yodah Lefroya, and he relates it to the Balamois Pshatim and Bava Kama. Most Mizman of Yodah Lefroya is considered Parua, because she made the cash accessible to the Malve, the Chosim was the Malve, and then he says he can keep it, sounds like he's Mekadosh with his Kesef. It's Mekadosh B'Kesef. So what has it got to do with Mekadosh B'Kesef? What has it got to do with Arvach Lozimna? He's giving you the Kesef. She can keep the Kesef Nabsa. Problematic. Doesn't fit into the Lashon HaGemara. And then the Rambam, Rambam learns, now we're talking B'Shasa HaHalvoa, not HaRochas HaZman. at the time he makes the halvoa and he gives her havrochas hazman when he's kaveh the halvoa, so he wants the matan mos to be kind of two things. So she should be mukhif to pay him back with Torah loive, and she should become miskadeshes to him. So the same pruta can serve as two different things. Chiddush in the Gemara. And then the other Ravid said that is talking about havrochas hazman. And havrochas hazman is like shas halvoa dami. And just like b'shas halvoa, it's ribis kitzutza. So to b'shas havrochas hazman is also ribis kitzutza. If it wouldn't have been ribis kitzutza, so how come the kedushin achal? You need a kinyan. So ribis kitzutza because the matna mois is the kinyan. That's what Baruch Be'er calls the name Rab Chaim. Why is it called ribis kitzutza? When you make the matna mois, when I lend you $100, it gives me chayv you to pay $90, it gives me chayv you to pay $110, it gives me chayv you to pay $100. Whatever we make up. It's not that it's mechayv you to pay, I lend you $100, mechayv you to pay $100. And if we make up, I'm lending you $100, you have to pay $90, so I was meichel 10. No, not meichel anything. The matna mos of $100. We made up, it's only mechayv to pay $100. And if we made up, you have to pay $110. It's not that matna mos is mechayv 100, and the schiris is mechayv the 10. No, it's the same matna mos is mechayv both the keren and the ribis. The same matna mos. Normally, if you don't say one way or the other, so the matna mos of $100 is mechayv $100. But if you say you want it to be mechayv only 90, mechayv to pay 110, you don't need a mechila then, you don't need some other mechayv. The matna mos is mechayv, whatever we make up that it's mechayv. So the rabbi says, the fact that the Gemara says that by havochas hazman, there's a matna mos that can be kind of ishus, obviously there's a matna mos that could have been kind of the ribis. Otherwise, where's the matna mos that's kind of the ishus? So you see that would be ribis deraisa. That's ribis kitzutza.
The Rambam says specifically that that when you give her the he says that Haryam Kudesha Liba Hanas Zman Sharviyakla. It's not the like the money specifically that's doing anything, it's the Hana of the Harbat Zman.
I don't know. My impression was that the Rambam learns that it's the Matan Mois, and the Hano is just that like the Rambam learns in the next Gemara. That kesef kiddushin has to be kesef sheish b'hanoa. I don't think he means over here like Rashi and Tosis hanoa ki kesef, like Adam Choshev hanoa ki kesef. I think he just learns the matan mois is mechayev.
If he didn't believe it, then what would he say about the case of Talmud Chacham?
No, he agrees there is such a din, but like the Bir Agro said in the previous daf that the Rambam is choylik. And what is the Rambam Chalik? So in Ebenezer, Bir Agro says it's a double machlokes. One machlokes in semantics, whether you call it nos nahi, or you call it nos anhu. That's in semantics. And then the other machlokes is in din. When you have a hanoa ki kesef, does she have to say in advance? If you'll give me a song and a dance, you'll entertain me, crack jokes for an hour, or play music for an hour, then I will agree, I will accept the kedushin. Does she have to say that in advance to set it up as a schiris poelim? Or it's not no need to set it up on the part of the balabais in advance. So the Bir Agro thought that that's a second machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. So the Rambam lishitasa over here, if they never said in advance, so it's not going to be hanoa ki kesef. He agrees there is an institution of hanoa ki kesef on the next daf Adam Chosh, but it's restricted to the cases where the girl sets it up in advance. Girl has to say. I'm a chudish diki gemara here. Okay. That was Abai's din. Now Rava has something to say. Nothing to do with Abai. Oh my Rava. Helech money, he gives $100. I'm not sure taxi reyuli. Here's a matana manosla haxim. Yeah. Let's say I borrowed $100,000 from the bank. Then it's time to pay back. So I give him back the money, $100,000. Matana manosla haxim. So that's called a piron. The bank will say, go fly a kite. What do you think? It's not a piron. Piron means I have to give them back. They gave me $100,000 to keep for a year. So I have to give them back. I give them back a matan and a slach, so that's not called piron. So just keeping that in mind. So what does Rabbi say? Bemecher loikona. If you buy karka, karka's nickness, bekesef. So first, Rava says, if you pay kesef matan alas lachse, you're not kainim. Beisha enim b'kudeshes, pinyin abein enim b'don podui, And the truma is the one exception to the rule. If you give the matas kuhn, you give the truma to the kohen, matanam las laksa yotzi yidei nisinu yoyotzei, but it's an improper thing to do. Also lasas kain, it's not permissible to give matas kuhn, matanam las laksa, m'dei shenir ki kohen hamsayeya beveis hagronas. What is that kohen hamsayeya beveis hagronas? Rashi quotes the pasuk from Malachi. Shichat and bris alevi. The Gemara quotes that pasuk. That's why Rashi quotes. Gemara quotes that pasuk. What does it mean, Kohen Hamsayeh Beveis Agronis? There's a world full of Kohanim, so that when the farmer is mafresh truma, he has the toibus or not to give it to whichever Kohen he wants to. So a Kohen comes along and he says, do you need any help? I'll be happy to help you out. I'll drive the truck. I'll harvest with you. What is he being so friendly for? If he's going to be friendly, so he's going to give him the truma. So it's going to come out. It says in the Chumash that Kesochu Lachem Chelav Abadaschem Mi'ol Moed. They're giving the truma to the Kohanim is considered Schiras Poelim because the Kohanim are Makar of the Karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash. Chelav Abadaschem Mi'ol Moed. It's not supposed to be Chelav Abadaschem the Beis Agronis. If the Kohen is going to be Messiah the Beis Agronis, he's cheapening the whole Matan Skun. He's mevazed the whole institution. Shichat and Bris Halevi. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made a bris with the Kohanim, with the Levim, that they should do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, and they should sing the Shira, Mishas the Karbonis, and Klal Yisrael will support them by giving them trumas and maizes. Here, the Kohen is going to help out, the Kohen of the Levi, they're going to help out in the Beis HaGoren, and the farm, and then Mimela, out of HaKoros HaTayiv, the farmer is going to give him the Matnas Kohen, but he's clearly not giving it. So he's mevazed the whole institution of Matnas Kohen. Matnas Levi. You yoytze the matnas kuna. If you give the truma matamanas lachse, you yoytze, but it's an issa to do that. Also, lasses kain, neshaniriki koin hamsayaya beves agranas. And the first three cases, he says it's no good. The mecher, it's no good. The kiddushin, it's no good. And pigyanaben, it's no good. Mamish, no good. The only time it is good is by truma. So Gemara says it doesn't make sense. Why three of them? Matan Maslach is not valid. The only place it is valid is by giving the truma, and then it's forbidden because Kohen Hamsayeh. Gemara asks, Makasav Barava, isn't it a contradiction? The three dinim contradict the one denikas of Matan Maslach here. Shmo Matone, if it's called a Matone, afilu kula nami. So it should be good by Mecher. But one be Kohen Karka, Karka is nicknames Bekesev. So I give him $1 matana manas lahachsa. So it should be good there also. It should be good for kiddushin. Should be good for pidyon haben also. Why does he say by kiddushin it's no good, or by mecher it's no good, pidyon haben is no good? Why is it no good? Because of lav shmei matana. The answer is it's no good by kiddushin and by mecher karka and by pidyon haben because matana manas lahachsa is not called nesina. I feel the truma namilo. So where, how is it called matnas kuhuna? Isn't that a contradiction between the three dinim and the one din? Rabbi says the first three dinim is not acceptable, matana maslachse, and the fourth din it is acceptable, b'dievet, in violation of shechat and bris alevi, but b'dievet you would be yotzei the truman. Gemara says, isn't it a contradiction? What's going on? But oh, in another kasha, Rabbi says, b'feresh, matana maslachse is good. Rabbi who the Omar, Rabbi is the one who said in a different mesichta, matana nasal shema matana, the Omar, Rabbi Helech, Rabbi has the famous din. Not everybody can afford to buy dalet minim. So years ago, one person, the rabbi, the community would buy for the rabbi the dalet minim. The rabbi would be yotzei. Then he would give it to the balabatim, one after the other, matan manas lachse, they should all be yotzei with this. You see a matan manas lachse, shema matan. If it's lav shema matan, it's not shalachem. First 2 days you need shalachem. So you see, the rov is the one who says, the omar rov, the rov who the omar, he's the one who says, matan manas lachse is a good kinyan. You can always make any tanai you want. The question is, if you make a tanai that contradicts the whole mice, I give you a matana should belong to you on the condition that you give it back to me. Isn't that a tanai? The mice, if I say, Rebbe Kadesh, just leave it snows tomorrow. Okay? So if it snows, Rebbe Kadesh, it doesn't snow, I'm going to do it. If he says, Rebbe Kadesh, just leave on the condition that you give me back the matana. So in a certain sense, that's a tanai. And that's a klal. We're going to see the Tosis in a few minutes. When you have Tanai and Maisa b'dover echot, that's what Tosis quotes from the Gemara. The Tosis di mamas alech zira layotza. So Tosis quotes from the Gemara Gittin afayin hey. You have to have Tanai and Maisa b'shnei dvar. Tanai Maisa B'Dover Echad is no good. So what do you mean B'Dover Echad? So Tais says what it means Tanai Hasoisa La'amais. If the Kima Tanai contradicts it. So here, that's the Shaila. Matana Manas Ma'asa contradicts it. I'm giving you the Kenyan that I'm doing. I'm giving you ownership on the condition that you give me back the ownership. If you don't give it back to me, so it never belonged to you. So isn't that a contradiction? The Tanai contradicts the Maisa, so maybe that should be Tanai Hasoisa La'amais. It shouldn't be a valid Tanai. So it should be Tanai Botla Maisa Kayim. So that's what Rabbi says is not so. If he shook the lulav and then he gives it back, yotzvim lav. He shook the lulav and he doesn't give it back, lo yotza, because he was mevatla tanai. Vatla tanai, so the whole maisa was never chal. So it's never shalachem. So he's not yotze. Dak and Rabbi said that in the first three cases, by mecha you're not kind of matam nas lachzer, and by ishus it's no good. And by pidyan ben it's no good. The only place where it is good is by the truma. So Gemara answers, no, Elam Ravashi, no, the whole version is incorrect. It's not that the first three cases is no good, and by truma it's good. Kulukani, you are kind to be kind of the karka matan maslasa is good, and by pidyan aben it is good, and by truma it is good. Three cases it is good. One and only case that is no good is Labar Meisha, that's what it sounds like. Lefi, Shenisha Niknis Bachalipin. So by Truma it is good. By Truma it is good. It's a Koin Hamsayeh, Bevei Sakranis. Okay. The only reason why he's giving me the Truma is because I promised him I'll give it back to you. If you give me the Truma, I'll give it back. So, okay, I'd rather give it to you. I'm going to get it back later on. So that's Koin Hamsayeh, Bevei Sakranis. That's not right. So that's what the Gemara said. Elam Rav Ashi, the correct version of what Rabbi said was that Bekula Koni, all the cases it is good. Lebar Meisha, Lefi Shenisha, Niknes Bachalipin.
Does it get status of Truma?
Who the farmer gives it to the Kohen of Matan Manas Lahasir, then the Kohen is obligated to give it back to the farmer. So the farmer was yotzei in the mitzvah of matas kuna, but he has to give it back to the farmer. Now the farmer can't eat it, so what's he going to do? He's going to sell it to a kohen. He's going to sell it to a kohen, he's going to make some money. So that's scandalous, but he was yotzei in the mitzvah of nesina, because matam and aslach, so shma matana, it was yotzei in the mitzvah of matas kuna. It's also lasses came because kohen hamsayeh, but they saw grants. Shaila here, there's a machlekes of Rishanim, but the Kohen HaMasayeh, Beves HaGranus, only applies to Truma, or even applies to Pidyon HaBen. Let's say I'm going to give Pidyon HaBen to the Kohen. Amatan Amaras Lahas, I give you the five Shkolim on the condition that you give it back to me. If you don't give it back, then you have no right to get to Shkolim in the first place. So is that, so the Gemara says, Bekulukani. Matan Amaras Lahas is good by Pidyon HaBen, it's good by Truma, and it's good by Mecher. The only place that it's not good is Kedusha Yisha. So what do you mean it's good by Pidyon HaBen? It's good and there's no issue, there's no problem of Kohen HaMasayeh Beis HaGranos? Oh no, both by giving Truma and by Pidyon HaBen, there will be an issue of Kohen HaMasayeh Beis HaGranos. He will have violated an Issa because he participated in this sham. It's not right, yeah. So that's a big question. Why should one, the Kesem Mishnah points out, why should one assume that Kohen HaMasayeh Beis HaGranos only applies to Truma and doesn't apply to Pidyon HaBen? So I think the Kes Mishnah says Shechat and Bris HaLevi applies to Truma because Truma has Kedushas Truma. You're not allowed to eat it in the state of Truma. A Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. A Zar who eats Truma is Misa V'Dei Shemayim. Mashenike in Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon HaBen money is Chulin Gemurim. There's no Kedusha there at all. So that's what the Girsa Sarambam apparently was. The Kohen HaMasayeh, the Beis HaGranos, only exists as a problem by Truma, by Pidyon HaBen. It's even Mutal L'Chatchila to make such a Tanai. There's no issue of Kohen HaMasayeh, the Beis HaGranos. And other Rishonim disagree. They say even by Pidyon HaBen, even though the money has no Kedusha, there's still an issue of Kohen HaMasayeh, the Beis HaGranos. He's Mevaza, the Matnas Kuhuna. Yeah, here it is. Probably also the same issue, yeah. doesn't have Kedusha, there'll be an issue of Kohen HaMasayeh. Like Truma, those that don't have Kedusha. So according to the Rambam's Girsa, there's no problem of Kohen HaMasayeh, Beis HaGranis, by Pidyon HaBen. It's only a problem by Truma, and not by Pidyon HaBen. Yeah. I think so. Kohen HaMasayeh is an Issa, you shouldn't have done it. But B'Yevet, it would be good. Yeah, here there's a famous comment. There's a machloikis in Choshe Mishpah, I think Simakuf Tzadik or something like that. Karkas niknas b'kesef or b'shtara b'chazokas. So what does mean karkas niknas b'kesef? Kesef means piron d'mei hamekach. You have to pay the value of the karka. Karka is worth $5 million. So karka is nicknames because I have to give the $5 million. And if you give a pruta, you're not kinda. So, but the Mishnah says, you can be kinda karka the pruta. So how can that be? But the karka is only worth pruta. It's a very rare case. Real estate only worth a pruta. How can it be? So it means no. If I'll pay the pruta, and the rest will be zaka followed by milva. You'll make a zakifas milva. Yeah. What does Eskifas Milva mean? What does Eskifas Milva mean? See, that's a machlokes, the Sma and the Taz. The Sma says, Karka is nicknas, but Pruto is only if the whole Shavis of the Karka is a Pruto, which is highly unlikely, or he pays a Pruto, and the rest he doesn't owe B'Torah's the Mehamekach. He accepts, he writes, I owe you, let's say the Karka is worth $5 million. I owe you $5 million, and he gives this document to the mocher, and that converts the chiyuv, that he no longer owes the $5 million but Torah's to Me'amekach, he owes the $5 million but Torah's his chai v'stam. He paid up the chov of the Me'amekach, $5 million, by giving him a shtar his chayvus on his own. The din is that there's a Mishnah in Masech Shvi'is, Mishmita, a couple 11 months ago. Shemitah came to close. Now this Tav Shinayin Vav is the first year after Shemitah. Tav Shinayin Hey was the Shemitah year. So Rosh Hashanah, Tav Shinayin Vav, all the Chayvus were canceled. So the Mishnah says in Shvi'is that only the Halvois are canceled or Chov Stam. That's a guy obligates himself. I accept upon myself an obligation to give you $1 million and I give it to you. So in secular law there is no such thing. You can't create a His Chayvus if it's not in consideration for something. It's not in consideration of anything. I just out of the clear blue sky. But in halacha there is such a thing. A person obligates himself to give a matana, so he's mechuyev. Either he makes the kinyan ayidei shtar, chayv ani lachmana b'shtar, that's the gemara in ksubas daf kuv beis amud aleph, or kona miyoda, he can make a kabbalas kinyan suda to create his chayvus yesh meyai. Not in consideration for anything. So shmita cancels halvos, and shmita cancels chov stam. So what if I bought, let's say, by the butcher, I accumulated a debt in the grocery store, I keep on buying on credit. And I owe the butcher $1,000. I owe the grocery store $500. And Shemitah comes to a close. So the Mishnah says, Shvi'is is not mishametes, hakofas hachanus. It's only mishamet chov stam, it's only mishamet halvot. This is neither chov stam nor halvot. Let's say Shemitah is not mishamet. Oynisim afatem, oytzi shemrak, sube, shloshim shalevet. It's neither halvon nor chov stam, so shvius doesn't affect that. So the Mishnah gives the example. Let's say I owe the butcher $1,000 over the year. He allows me to buy on credit, and then Shemitah is coming to an end, so Shemitah is going to cancel a debt. So then I feel bad. I want to pay the butcher, so I make up with the butcher. I write him a document. I hereby owe you $1 million or whatever, $1,000. I owe him $1,000 from buying on credit. So I paid up, it's considered as if I paid up the chov of the Meha Mekach. How did I pay it up? By accepting by myself a chov stam. So once you accept a chov stam, Shvi'is is not, again, Shvi'is is not mishamet hakof esachanus. Shvi'is is not mishamet the chiv of the Meha Mekach. But if I'll convert it, if I'll pay up the chov of the Meha Mekach by accepting by myself his chayvus, I hear this, the this is to obligate, this document hereby obligates me to give you $1,000. So now I converted the chov of the Meha Mekach into a chov stam. So now Shvi'is will be Mishamet. That's the Mishnah in Shvi'is. caught in the Chayesh Mishpat by the Dinim of Pruzbal.
Is there any other nafkamina between Hakamas and Chanos and Chosam?
Is there
any other nafkamina?
There's another nafkamina. Let's say I buy a karka bishtar or bechazoke, and I never pay. So if I never ever pay, it's a glowing muscle my friend, never belonged to me.
Right, but by a butcher.
By a butcher also. I bought all the food. Okay.
Right. Is there ever any benefit to the seller, to the butcher, to do this? All he does is lose the ability to collect after Shemitah, right?
Yeah.
He has no gain whatsoever.
I don't think so. I don't think he gains. Why should he want to do it? I don't know. But the Mishnah has that institution of Sekifas Milva. I have to think, maybe there is some benefit. I don't remember. Maybe there is some benefit. So the Sma says there in Simat Kuf Tzari, Machlek is the Sma and the Taz. So the Sma says, Karkas, Niknes, the Pruta, what do you mean Pruta? Means if the whole value of the Karka is Pruta, or the value of the Karka is millions, but you gave a Pruta, and then you made his Kifas Milva on the rest, so you don't owe him any more the Dmei HaMekach. Because Karkas, Niknes, Bekesa means when you pay the Dmei HaMekach. When the Dmei HaMekach is paid up, then you're Koine the Karka. The Taz disagrees with the Sma. And he says, the Gemara establishes that Ishim is Kadeshes. The Kesef is learned that Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. So if you're going to tell me that by Stei Ephron, how are you going to Karka by paying up the Meha Mekach? So then how are you going to Anisha the Kesef by paying up the Meha Mekach? What if the wife is worth? You give her a $200 ring. The wife is worth $200. Either she's worthless or she's priceless. But she's not. That's not the Meha Mekach. The Kedushin is not. It's a symbolic act. They do Kiddushi Kesef symbolic. It's not that that's the Dmei HaMekach. There is no Dmei HaMekach by Kiddushin. So the Taz says that this is Megala, since you learn HaKicha Mistei Ephron, this sheds light on the nature of Kinyan Kesef by Karka, that this Ma is wrong, that the Kinyan Kesef by Karka is just a symbolic act. It's not that you pay the Piron Dmei HaMekach. So I think the Nesivis there brings a Hechocha to. So there's a difficult Rashba. The Rashba writes in the first parak in Kiddushin that maybe by Kiddusha Yisha Bekesa, maybe it is the Meha Mekach. Maybe you are paying the value of the wife. That's how much she's worth. A very strange Rashba. So the Nesivis says, of course the Taz is right. The Gemara says, if you buy Karka, the Kesef, and you gave the Kesef Matana Manas Lahachzer, so it's good to be kind of Karka. Bekula Kona Lebar Meisha, Fisha Nisha Nitnes Bachalikim. So by karka, being koine karka, it is good if you give a matana al menos lahachse. So the Nesiva says, and if I owe $1 million to the bank and I pay back matana menos lahachse, that's acceptable for piron hachov. That's not a good piron hachov. Piron hachov, you have to give matana gmur. You can't give a matana menos lahachse. So if the Nesiva says, if the sma were right, if the sma would be right, that Karka is nicknames because it means Piron Demei HaMekach. So you wouldn't be able to be Koine Karka with a Matanam Nos Lachzer. That's not Piron Demei HaMekach. That's not a Piron. So it's a Beferish Arai that the Taz is right. And the fact that Karka is nicknames by Matanam Nos Lachzer, it's a Arai that the Kinyan Kesa by Karka is a symbolic act. It has nothing to do with the Piron Demei HaMekach. That's the Machlekes, the Sma and the Taz. And the Pashtus is, the Gemara said that by Pidyon HaBen, it's also, it is good. The only, Kulakoni lebar miisha, Vishenisha niknes bachlip. So Kulakoni means, the way we said it over originally, it was incorrect. Originally they said over in the name of Rove, Matan Maslachse is no good by Karka, no good by Kiddushin, no good by Pidyon HaBen. The only one and only case that it is good is by Truma. That the Gemara says wrong. It's good by three cases, and one that it's no good is by Kiddusha Isha. We'll get to the reason soon. But he says that it is good in all the cases. So he says, Matan Manas Lachzer is good even by Pidyon HaBen. So that's the Shaila. What's the Pshat in Pidyon HaBen? Pidyon HaBen is the Chiyuv that the Torah imposes an obligation on the father. It's a Chov or it's a Mitzvah Nesina. So if you say Matan Manas Lachzer is good by Pidyon HaBen, obviously it's just a Mitzvah Nesina. It's not that I have to pay up Not that the Torah imposes a chiyuv on the father that he has to pay. It's a mitzvah that you have to give. So that's a problem in Shulchan Aruch, both in Aruch Hayim, in Hilchos Shabbos, and in Yerudein, in Sim Shin Hei. There's one long siman about Pidyon HaBen, in Sim Shin Hei. So they quote there from the Trumas Hadash, that he came up with a din. He was the first one who wrote this, and the Achronim have tainus. He says, you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. You do Pidyon HaBen on the Yom Lamed Aleph. Let's say the baby was born on Thursday. So the Pidyon HaBen should take place on Shabbos. 31st day is always going to be 2 days later on the week in the calendar, because if you have 28 days, that's 4 full weeks. So if the baby is born on Sunday, so 28 days are going to be over on Shabbos. And then the Sunday after the 28th day is going to be the 29th day. Next day is going to be the 30th day. And that's a machlokes HaTanaim and Mishnah Simchor, is when you do Pidyon HaBen, Yom Lamed. A Yom Lamed Aleph, so Gemara's Maskana, we pass like the Tani do Pidyon HaBen Yom Lamed Aleph. It's always 2 days later in the week. So if the baby was born on a Thursday, Friday Shabbos, so the Pidyon HaBen will be 4 weeks later. In another 3 days, it's going to be on a Shabbos. So the question is, if the Yom Lamed Aleph turns out to be on Shabbos, can you do Pidyon HaBen? So on Shabbos, you don't handle money. Money is muktzeh. But the Gemara said before, there isn't even a requirement l'chatchila to give cash for Pidyon HaBen. You can give Shoveh Kesef. Mara says, Tal is other Pidyon B'ni, Egel is other Pidyon B'ni. You can give Shoveh Kesef. We do it by Kedushin all the time. You give a ring, we don't give Kesef. We even have a Minig B'davka not to give Kesef. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Mordechai. Minig B'davka to give Shoveh Kesef by Kedushin, not to give Kesef. For Pidyon HaBen also, if you want, you can give Shoveh Kesef, you have to give Kesef. So why don't they do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? You can't say because you got to give money. Don't give money. Give a Shoveh Kesef. What's the problem? So they say it's Mekach HaMemka. What's Mekach HaMemka? You're buying the baby. You're buying a baby. What, the baby belongs to the kohen? You're buying the baby up. The Mishnah says, what if the baby died? If the baby died before Yom Lamed Aleph, so there's no chiv to do Pidyon HaBen. Baby dies after Yom Lamed Aleph, then there is a chiv to do Pidyon HaBen. This just has a suffix. When they have a normal Pidyon HaBen, so the Gemara says that you say Shachyonu. What if the baby died? They scheduled the Pidyon HaBen late. Instead of Yom Lamed Aleph, they did it on Yom Mem Aleph, and the baby died in between Lamed Aleph and Mem Aleph. So you got to do the Pidyon HaBen. So that's not true, but they say Shachyonu. It's a tragedy. Maybe the parents and the father's crying. His baby died. So maybe you don't say Shachyonu. Maybe you do. Shachyonu for the mitzvah. What do you say over there? He's buying his baby. The baby's dead. He's buried. And they say, Zosavano, he's not buying the baby. What do you mean buying the baby? What, you're not allowed to play with the baby before? Now you own the baby. You are allowed to play with the baby. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So what do you mean? You're not buying the baby. We have that lushan. The kohen, the father tells the kohen, Zebni b'chor, my wife had a firstborn baby, the Zebni b'chor. Then the kohen says, but my boy's today. Which would you prefer to have? Would you prefer to have your baby? Or you want to keep your money and I'm going to hold on to the baby? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from Nachrayim, there is no such thing. The father cannot say, I want the money, you can keep the baby. He's not Yotzei the mitzvah. He has to give, even if he doesn't want the baby. If he wants to give him up for adoption to the kohen, he still has to give him the Pidyon HaBen money. Pidyon HaBen has nothing to do with buying the baby. So the Shulchan Sadeshin gives two reasons why he doesn't permit Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. One reason is because it's Mekach HaMemka, you're buying the baby, which is very difficult. You're not buying the baby. Then he gives another reason. It's Piron Achov. There's a Gzera Derabon, a Gzera Shem Yichtov. You're not allowed to be Porei Achov on Shabbos. Let's say I owe somebody $10. I say, come and eat by me a meal on Shabbos. I'll give you food, $10 worth of food. So you're not allowed to do that. Or let's say I owe somebody money. So I say, there's an Erev in the neighborhood. I say, come and take $10 worth of Svarim, and the Chov will be Parua. So even though it's not Muktze, and there's no problem of carrying because there's an Erev, but you're not allowed to do Piron Achayv on Shabbos. So the Trumas Hadeshin gives the two reasons why you're not permitted to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. One reason is because you're buying up the baby, but my boy is Tvei, which is very difficult. The Pashto says that you're not buying the baby. And the second argument is that it's Piron Achayv. So that's what Achrenim is. What do you mean Piron Achayv? If it would be Piron Achayv, you wouldn't be able to do it Matana Manas La'achzer. That's not a valid Piron Achayv. So the both reasons that the Trumas Hadeshin gave are not really valid. There's a tshuva sefer Beis Aharon by Rabbi Aaron Wolkin. He was the rabbi in Pinsk. So there was a mice in Shahaya. A family did a pidyon haben on Shabbos. They didn't know they didn't. So they went ahead and they did pidyon haben. They didn't do it with money, they did with shavu kesef. So the rabbi paskan, they have to repeat it again on Sunday with a bracha. What they did on Shabbos, they weren't yotze. Anything got to do it all over again. Even b'dieved, it's not chal. Rabbi Aaron Wolkin writes that he's 100% wrong, that in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Truma Sadeshin, you're not allowed to make pidyon haben on Shabbos. These are reasons the rabbanon, that it's Mecca Chamemke, buying the baby, Mecca Chamemke is awesome, and the rabbanon on Shabbos, Gzeirish and Yichta. And Piran Achov is Igvaita, Gzeirish and Yichta. But it's not a din der Isa. He can't say b'dieved, you're not yotze, it's ridiculous, b'dieved, you are yotze. And he doesn't even understand why lechatchila you're not allowed to do the pidyon haben on Shabbos. He says the oldest source he thinks is this Truma Sadeshin. Nobody before says it. He says Dabazami mikreso shala Truma Sadeshin yotza. He invented this chumer midrabbanan that you're not allowed to do pidyon haben on Shabbos. He doesn't think it was so in the days of the Rishonim. He thinks that the mikra din you are permitted to do pidyon haben on Shabbos. There's a mishnah. There's a series of Mishnais and Beitzim. Let's say, if on Yontif you're allowed to knead dough. So someone kneaded dough and they made challis on Rosh Hashanah. They want to have fresh baked challis. So if you knead the dough on Yontif, you're allowed to be mafresh challah on Yontif, and then you're allowed to give it over to the kohen. But if you already baked all the challis before Yontif, you didn't. The chiyuv challah didn't set in on Yontif. The chiyuv challah set in before Yontif. Then the Mishnah says you're not allowed to be mafresh the challah on Yontif. You're not allowed to give it to the kohen. Whenever there's a chiyuv matnas kahuna that sets in on Shabbos on Yontif, then you're allowed to do that matnas kahuna on Shabbos Yontif. There's no gzeira mekach hamemka. But if the chiyuv matnas kahuna came into existence before Shabbos, before Yontif, then it's also the rabbana to do it. On Shabbos Yontif, so here the chiyuv pidyon haben is chal on the Yom Laman Aleph. You can't do pidyon haben before Yom Laman Aleph. So mikra din should have been mutter to do the pidyon haben on Shabbos and on Yontif with the shavu kesef. You don't use money. But you see from the Gemara the fact that a matana manas lahachzir is acceptable for pidyon haben. Just two opinions in the Rishonim is the renisa of koyin hamasayeya beveis agranis on pidyon haben. Maybe that's only the Rambam writes. Koyin HaMasayeh B'Veis HaGranis is only an Iser on Truma, because Truma has Kedusha, so you mevaze the Kedusha is HaTruma. Shechatem B'Veis HaLevi. But Pidyon HaBen money, there's no Kedusha at all over there, so there's no Iser of Koyin HaMasayeh B'Veis HaGranis. Another Rishonim had the Gibur Sanatso, even Koyin HaMasayeh B'Veis HaGranis, even an Isha by Pidyon HaBen as well. That's the Machloikas. But this, they all agree that Meikra Adin, if you give the Pidyon HaBen money on Matan Melos L'Achzer, the Gemara says, it's not Piron Achor. So this is against the Minchas Chinuch and it's against the Truma Sadeshin. And Has Chinuch talks about, let's say, the father of the baby is a Shaita. A man married a woman and then he becomes Nishtata and then they have a baby. Just because it's a Shaita doesn't mean he's not Roy Lahoyla. So Cherish, a Shaita, and they have a baby. So Cherish, Shaita, we cut down Pata from all the mitzvahs. So the Minchas Chinuch said, yeah, Pata from mitzvahs, but if he borrowed money, then he has to pay back the money. The chiyuv halvoa, he borrowed money from before just because now he's part of a mitzvah. It doesn't mean we don't collect the money. So his wife had a baby boy. The pidyon haben, forget about the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, so you say a bracha. But pidyon haben is a chov. The Torah imposes a chov on avi haben is b'chuyim. So he says it's a chov even if it's a chayr shav v'shayta. A kotn is a moilut. So you can't have the father, the baby will be a kotn. But he can be a chayr shav v'shayta. Then Roy Lahoyle, Sanamin Haskinach writes a Chiddush, that a Chevish and a Shaita give birth to a baby, the father of the baby is Chevish Shaita, it will be a Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen, you can collect from his Nechos. The Pashta says Pidyon HaBen is only a mitzvah in Sina. There is no Chov, the Torah wasn't Matlan, if it would have been a Chov, how can you be Yotzi with a Matan when Ras Lachsa? That's not called the Piron. That was the Nesivis of Sarchocha, the Simukuf Tzadik, that the Taz was right against the Sma. That the Sma thinks that Karka's nickness because it means Piron Demei HaMekach. So he says, how can it be that a matan maslachsa shouldn't be valid to be kind of Karka? And the Gemara says, Bekulakani, the Bar Meisha, Isha is no good. That Karka, you are kind of. Matana Maslach. So you see, it does not be Piron Achayv. He has a Toivus Anot to pick which kind to give it to. Okay, yeah. Yeah. But you see from this Gemara, the Pashtun is that Pidyon HaBen is not a Chov. It's a Mitzvah's Nesina. So as long as you say Matan Maslach, so Shema Matan, so you're Yotzin the Mitzvah's Nesina. Yeah, what do you mean it's no good because the Bar Meisha, the Fish and Isha, Niknes Pachalipin? What is Chalipin? What in the world does Chalipin have to do with Matan Manas Lahachzer? So Tosis has a whole fantastic interpretation that Chalipin is no good, that's the Gemara Dav Gimel. Either according to Rashi because Lamekanya Napshik, and I will a psychological issue. According to the Tosis there on the bottom of the Gimel Amar Aleph, not because Lamekanya Napshik, psychologically, she never exists. She'll never agree to such a bizoyan, but rather alpi alochid that chalipin is not mitam kesa, whatever it means, chalipin mikra din is no good. So, if you'll allow kiddushin like they matan manas lahachzer, so people will make a mistake and they think chalipin is also good because chalipin is always you give the handkerchief to the other person, he always gives it back. And even though the Gemara says in the Dorim in Perak Hashut from Daf Mem Ches on the base, itofis lo. Mitvisi, the one I give the handkerchief to, if he decides he wants to keep holding on to the handkerchief, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to give it back to me. He does have a right to keep it. It's a machlokes over there, where he has a right to keep it. So Tosfos says, even if you hold it, tofis lo, if he grabs it, mitvisi, he can keep it, he doesn't have to give it back. Yeah, but the minhag always was that they did give it back. So every case of chalipin looks like a matan amanas lahachs, even though it really isn't, but it looks like it. So Taisus says that it's only midirabbanan that they said matanam naslachs is not valid by kiddushin because people will think if you think matanam naslachs is good, so at the end of the day people will think that chalipin is also good and that will come out of kilkel from that. Right? So Taisus says that it's only midirabbanan. It's only midirabbanan that matanam naslachs is not kind of by kiddushin. What right do they have to say? In our Torah, she's really a foolish decision. In the Rabban, we say she's allowed to remarry. What kind of business is this? They allow an Eish Yisish to marry without a get. So that's what the Taisis says. That's what they write, the second line from the bottom. The Gemara has in a few places. The Chacham declared that the Kedushin is not Chal. So that's not called Eikach Laka Bikumbi Asay. Just like Hefke, Bez, and Hefke, they can make any takanas they want in Dini Mamanis. How do they allow the person to steal the other one's money? Man, Torah is not entitled to the money. It's only entitled midirabbanan. So midirabbanan, he's stealing. So the answer is no. Hefke, Bez, and Hefke, they were mafke the money. So it's not no act of gezel. So the same over here, Tosfos says, since we assume that Afkin Rabbanan Kedushin works, there is that Bez has the ability to do that. So whenever they decide to, they can cancel the issues and say there's no get is needed. So that's a fantastic chiddush. That Tosfos says that matana menas lachzer is no good. It's only a din midirabbanan. And a Torah, it is a valid get. It's only midirabbanan that it's not valid. And the Rambam learned a different shah. Rambam learned. Matana maslachs is no good. What's the connection? So the Rambam holds chalipin is no good, not like Rashi said, and not like Tosfos said. The Rambam says chalipin is no good because by kiddushin there's a din that you need kesef sheyesh bo hano. So chalipin is a branch of kesef, but there's nothing in it for the girl. It's kesef sheyesh bo hano. So the Rambam holds there's a special din by kiddushin kesef. There has to be kesef sheyesh bo hano. So matan manas lachs is the same issue. True, it is good for kesef, but it's kesef shein ba'anoa. So that's the word. Anu alocha, kedushi kesef has to be kesef sheyesh ba'anoa.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Does Tosfos disagree with the idea that we need kesef sheyesh
ba'anoa? Probably. If you interpret the Gemara like way Tosfos does, there's no such mokar anywhere. It's meicha teisa. The Gemara said on the previous daf hamad aleph, mala tavash kein. Hanosa Meruba, that was a Havamina to be Matra Yalfusa. But it's not a maskon. The Pashtus is it's not a maskon. And the Rambam interpreted this Gemara, that that's the din, that by kesef, by kedusha, a new din, they need kesef, sheyesh bo hanon.
If you say kesef, it's a loan, so she has the hanon for the time of the loan, and then she gives it back.
Yeah.
So it sounds like,
why is that kesef sheyesh ba'ano? She's going to use it for a month. He gives her a ring. He says, the ring is yours on the condition you give it back within a month. So she's going to be wearing the ring for a month. So why is not kesef sheyesh ba'ano? I don't know. It's a problematic Rambam.
Shavu kesef doesn't work if it's matan
l'chamser? Shavu kesef
doesn't work if it's matan l'chamser?
Probably not, yeah. The pashtus is not kesef and not shavu kesef. If it's almanas lahachse, so that's what Gemara says is no good. So the Rambam says no good ben ator because ain't bohano, and Tosfos says no good ben the rabbanon because people will be misled to believe that chalipin is also good.
But I remember Bishmol making that
tefillah. That what?
That she wears the ring for a month, so she got enough from the ring, so that enough, that is kedushin.
Then he says, according to the Rambam, it is kedushin.
I don't remember if it's the Rambam. I'll tell you. I thought this one makes my tefillah between.
I don't know. We got to take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Here is a very famous Tosfos raises a topic. Lechazir lo yotza, but he netted tomorrow. We'll talk about that. When do you require mishpatei hatanoim? And when do you say no? He just says a matan manas lahachse. He didn't say tonight kofel. Didn't say hey kavan lav tonight koydim lemaisa. He didn't word it according to the rules and regulations. So if in the Gemara would appear that it's still good, so how come? That's a big, it's a rich topic. So we'll add it tomorrow. We'll start from that.
The fact that the people giving the money.